Hello and welcome to GCSE Music Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental elements of music, rhythm. Whether you're preparing for your OCR GCSE music exam or just want to sharpen your understanding, this episode will give you everything you need to master Topic 4.2 on rhythm. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the core concepts of rhythm, break down time signatures, tackle those tricky rhythmic devices like syncopation and hemiola, and I'll share some essential exam tips that will help you gain those crucial marks. So grab your headphones, maybe a pen and paper, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's begin with the basics. Rhythm is all about the duration of sounds and silences in music. It's what gives music its pulse, its groove, its sense of movement. But here's the key distinction that trips up many candidates. Rhythm is not the same as tempo. Tempo tells us how fast or slow the music is. But rhythm tells us about the pattern of long and short notes, the accents, and how beats are grouped together. Now, when we talk about rhythm in your GCSE exam, you need to understand three fundamental concepts: pulse, beat, and meter. The pulse is the steady underlying heartbeat of the music. Think of it like your own heartbeat, regular and constant. The beat is each individual pulse, and meter is how we organize those beats into groups. This is where time signatures come in. Let's tackle time signatures properly because this is a major marking point in your exam. Time signatures have two numbers. The top number tells you how many beats are in each bar, and the bottom number tells you what type of note gets one beat. Simple enough, right? But here's where it gets interesting. We have two main categories, simple time and compound time. In simple time signatures like 2/4, 3/4, or April 4th, each beat divides naturally into two equal parts. So in 4/4 time, you have 4 quarter note beats per bar, and each beat can be divided into 2 8th notes. You count it, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. But compound time is different. In compound time, signatures like 6/8, 9/8, or 12/8, each beat divides naturally into 3 equal parts. Here's the crucial point that examiners look for. In 6/8 time, you don't have 6 beats per bar. You have 2 beats per bar, and each beat is a dotted quarter note that divides into 3 8th notes. You count it, 1 and a 2, and A. This is the number one mistake candidates make in oral identification tasks, confusing 6 out of 8 with 3/4. Both have 6 8th notes per bar, but they feel completely different. 3/4 has 3 beats, each dividing into 2.6 of 8 has 2 beats, each dividing into 3. The secret? Conduct the pulse silently. If you feel 2 strong pulses per bar, it's compound time. Now let's move on to rhythmic devices. These are the techniques composers use to make rhythm more interesting, and you absolutely must know the correct terminology. Syncopation is when you accent weak beats or off beats, creating a jumpy feel. Instead of the expected strong-weak pattern, you might have weak-strong. This is everywhere in jazz, pop, and Latin music. Don't just say offbeat in your exam. Use the term syncopation. Hemiola is a fascinating device where the rhythm creates a feel of 3 against 2. It's often used at cadences in Baroque music. Imagine you're in 6/8 time, which normally feels like 2 beats, but suddenly the rhythm shifts to feel like 3 beats of March 4th. That temporary shift in pulse perception is hemiola. Augmentation and diminution are about changing the length of a rhythmic motif. Augmentation means lengthening the note values, often doubling them. Diminution means shortening them, often halving them. These are key compositional techniques you need to recognize in your listening exam and use in your own compositions. Polyrhythm is when 2 or more conflicting rhythmic patterns happen simultaneously. The classic example is 3 against 4. And crossrhythm is a specific type of polyrhythm where different rhythmic groupings occur at the same time, like 2 against 3 in triplets. Finally, don't forget about anacrusis, that's the upbeat or pickup notes before the first strong beat of a phrase. And you need to know about rhythmic ostinato, which is a repeated rhythmic pattern, especially important in Area of Study 3, Rhythms of the World. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. The OCR GCSE music exam assesses rhythm across all 4 assessment objectives, so you need to be sharp. For rhythmic dictation questions, here's my top tip. Listen for the rhythm of the first beat immediately. Don't try to memorize the whole thing at once. Get that first beat locked in because it establishes the groove, then build from there. And remember, examiners award marks for correct beaming. In 4/4 time, you must not beam notes across the middle of the bar. In 6/8 time, your beaming should show the 2 dotted quarter beats clearly. When identifying meter in oral questions, conduct the pulse silently with your hand. This physical action helps you distinguish between duple, triple, and quadruple time. Count the subdivisions only after you've established the main pulse. For area of study 3, memorize the characteristic rhythms. The sun clave pattern, the samba rhythms, the calypso feel, these come up repeatedly. If you know them cold, you can identify them instantly without having to analyze from scratch. In your written responses, use precise terminology. Don't say the rhythm is fast, that's tempo. Don't say offbeat, say syncopation. Don't say clashing rhythms, say polyrhythm or cross rhythm. Examiners give credit for accurate musical vocabulary. And here's a big one. When you're analyzing rhythm in a comparative question for AO4, don't just describe what you hear. Link the rhythmic features to the development of the piece or the intended mood. For example, in Area of Study 4 on film music, explain how syncopation creates tension or how a rhythmic ostinato builds momentum in an action scene. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for 3 seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between simple and compound time? Answer. In simple time, beats divide into 2. In compound time, beats divide into 3. Question 2. How many beats per bar are there in 6/8 time? Answer. 2 beats per bar, each a dotted quarter note. Question 3. What is the term for accenting weak beats or off beats? Answer. Syncopation. Question 4. What is an anacrusis? Answer. An upbeat or pickup notes before the first strong beat. Question 5. What is hemiola? Answer. A rhythmic device creating a feel of 3/2, often at cadences. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential concepts of rhythm for your OCR GCSE music exam. Remember, rhythm is about duration and pattern, not speed. Master the difference between simple and compound time. Know your rhythmic devices, syncopation, hemiola, augmentation, diminution, polyrhythm. Use precise terminology in your answers. And in dictation tasks, focus on correct beaming and grouping. Rhythm is worth 30% of your marks through AO1, and it appears across all areas of study, so make sure you practice regularly. Listen actively to music, tap out rhythms, and most importantly, use the correct vocabulary. Thanks for listening to GCSE Music Essentials. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, rhythm is the heartbeat of music. Master it, and you'll be well on your way to exam success. Good luck.